Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, kick some ass, man. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can listen to us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever you are, making us a part of your Wednesday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific.
Hi.
And the man is back. LeVar is back. Yeah. Brady
Lats
Quinn.
Back.
Yeah.
Lats back.
Lats back.
Lats back.
All right.
It is football season.
I mean, it is a
program reference is always. I mean, we're not even 2 minutes into the show, so there you go.
We gotta get 90s
movie. 90s. Wasn't 80s.
Yeah.
We gotta get
one
some
of the all-time greats.
We gotta get the program drops in the show. There's some good ones there.
I'm surprised someone hasn't tried to remake that.
That would be a hell of a remake. Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, now with. Well, I don't want to talk about it. Let's figure this out.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't want to go into the details of it. We might be giving away some ideas
It's true. Yeah,
it
was our idea.
Idea.
So anybody else comes up with that, they're a thief. Now, we do need to get the update. How was the Blue Jacket, the great golf tournament you put
on
for the
it?
Third and Gold Foundation? What are the details you can provide here, Brady?
Yeah, so we had an awesome, awesome weekend. It starts off, we had a Sunday night beer pong event. The only disappointing thing about that was we had a team that went back-to-back, a team named Bouchon. Now, one of the players, there was actually this this big Scottish guy. It was pretty controversial. For those of you that play beer pong, and I play beer pong. I'm not like one of those people who complains a lot about the rules. It's like, look, if a guy's tall, he's going to have a reach advantage over me. You know, it's no different if you get in a boxing ring and the guy's taller than you, he's going to have a reach on you. So apparently this guy like ticked off a lot of people last year. Well, he missed his flight. He couldn't make it in. And so his partner found another guy who was also lights out of beer pong. Anyway, Bouchon ended up running it back up, back-to-back years, winning it. It's actually pretty fun because you get an entire room, you know, watching these guys go, you know, throw for throw in beer pong. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, Bouchon ended up repeating it. But it was a ton of fun. It was a great time. Made about $15,000 for that event, and
damn.
Then the golf outing the next day. We did have a Blue Jacket winner. In fact, we had two. I think I might have sent Jonas one of the videos from one of the winners. But yeah, there's another video out there where like, probably shouldn't circulate that one. We did have two winners, though, after not giving one out the year before. Two gentlemen stepped up to the challenge and ended up winning the blue jacket, but raised another, I think we brought in about $170,000 between the two events.
That's
so
awesome.
$155,000. So for the veteran programs we have at the Third and Goal Foundation.
That's awesome, man.
Great stuff, ton of fun. It was honestly an absolute blast. So the weather was perfect. Really, really good time.
Now, how does one win the blue jacket? For anybody that has not been to the event listening here, what are the qualifications? How do you get nominated?
It's pretty much it goes to the guy who looks like he's having the best time, and everyone knows it. You know, there was a few, like one guy got so blasted, he actually would have been in the running, but he like couldn't function.
Uh-huh.
He was having a hard time. And we're like,
it's part of the rules. You got to handle it.
Yeah, you got to kind of be able to handle it. I mean, you can't just, you know, go ahead and pass out on the side of the putting green. Like, you actually have to be able to do something from there. So,
yeah, because you can't be belligerent. That doesn't give you automatically mean you're going to win. Because it feels like does anybody ever go into the tournament saying, I'm going to win the blue jacket this year? Or does the blue jacket just choose them?
No, people say that all the time if you actually live up to the challenge. Like, that's the reality. Is I have people come up, everyone goes, it's my year, man. I'm going to do it. I'm like, okay.
It's my year.
We'll see what happens.
Has a woman ever won?
No, and it's disappointing because we actually would have won year. There was a blue jacket. It would have been a blue jacket winner, I'll put it this way. We had a guy who, I think I told the story, he didn't finish. And technically, his wife would have accepted on his behalf. That didn't work out. And by the way, they actually got divorced a few years after that. So, yeah. Maybe that was a telltale sign.
The blue jacket would have held them together.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Potentially. It could have been the glue of that relationship.
It could have been the game changer. Like, it could have like been that breakthrough moment for them, you know?
Now, is it like the Masters where you put one on the next year's recipient? I mean, are you sharing the same blue jacket? Or do you get a brand new one that's sort of dry clean, but maybe not really every single year? Like, how does this work?
No, so we have like a stock one that we typically put on like this year's blue jacket winner, and we happen to have a couple. So we did have one there for each blue jacket winner to present them with, but we do get them fitted for their own. So we pull out all the stops. We make sure we get their measurements. We get them fitted for a nice blue jacket that most people don't really wear again until the tournament comes around again.
Wow, that's awesome.
I mean, that's quite an honor, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm going to come win, try to put my best foot forward. And literally right now, it is best foot forward.
LeVar, I'm telling you, if you come out there, given the a couple times we've hung out, I think you'd be in contention. There'd be some contention for it.
I mean, we didn't get too deep, I'll tell you that. And if you felt impressed by that small little bit of time, you get the full sample serving, brother. Yeah. You know, it's going. Yeah, man.
Now, do they serve?
I mean, it gets wild. It gets wild out there.
Do they serve?
Jonas saw a piece of the video.
Yeah, but very acrobatic all the way until the end of that video. It didn't quite stick the landing, off the golf cart. But do they serve Long Island's on the golf carts, like the little beer carts that go around? Because from what I remember, it's just beers.
No, you can have mixed drinks. Yeah.
LeVar, come on, man. Yeah. Let's go.
I mean, I would love to. You know, I would.
Yeah.
This year wouldn't have worked out for me. My foot is jacked up.
Yeah.
That is true.
It's gotten worse.
It's getting better today.
Really?
You didn't see I was moving better today.
Yeah, but you had the boot on.
Well, I had the boot on yesterday.
Yeah, but you were fully taped and spatted yesterday.
And I couldn't put any pressure on it.
And now you think it's the toe, though. It's not really the foot.
It is my foot, but my toe has been really sore, my big toe. But it feels better today.
Better not get gangrene, man. We need you. Just saying.
I mean, how would I get gangrene?
I don't know, man. It's just weird disorder that could pop up out of nowhere. We need you. Football season's right around the corner. We got a lot of conversation we got to get to.
I felt better today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got up. I mean, I almost just put on another flip-flop. But I'm just being safe. You know, I'm being safe about it. I'm being smart.
Well, listen.
Not being egotistical, you know, just put the boot on it.
Anybody watch Hard Knocks last night? Anybody take a dive into Hard Knocks?
You guys want to talk about it?
Can I just be honest about something?
Dan Campbell loves some sound bites.
Yeah, he does. He is a star, no doubt. I just found myself going, not really into it anymore. The first week, I was excited,
Is he more cooler? Is he more cool than Vrabel? Who would you rather have?
Dan Campbell.
Oh, wow.
Because Vrabel feels like a world-class ball buster that he would...
Mike is a dope dude.
Yeah.
Man.
He's just cool.
Mike is a dope dude.
I feel like he's a ball buster, but he's just a smooth.
Yeah,
smooth
Mike
dude.
Is a dope dude. You would like Mike.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mike could win a blue jacket.
Could Dan Campbell?
I've never hung with Dan Campbell, but he definitely looks the part. Dan Campbell is like a moonshiner. Like I would kick it with Dan Campbell because I would drink moonshine with Dan Campbell. Like, we would be moonshining together.
Why moonshine?
Because that's just the type of party me and him would have. It would have to be moonshine. But it would be like apple pie or strawberry shortcake. But it would 100% be a moonshine deal with me and him.
Yeah, but you're going to be time traveling pretty quick into your moonshine with Dan Campbell. That's moonshine's the real deal.
Yeah.
So...
Exactly.
Jonas, have you not ever had moonshine?
I have. I've tasted it. I took a sip of it. It's a little
strong. Pants.
This grown man time now.
Yeah, he took one sip, it was over.
Yeah. And have you howling at the moon.
Yeah. It's like playing with a machete, and I go, this is a bad idea. Just put it down, walk away, and go back to a Bud Light. It just felt like the safer route to take.
We got to create a tour for next year, man. Like, we got to put our calendar together because you guys got to come to Cheyenne. We got to do Frontier Days together. We got to do Q's deal. We got to do that together. What else? What else is there? We got to do a Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
We got to do a Penn State game.
And Hawaii. We got to go to Hawaii. That's another one.
That's Hawaii.
A lot of travel.
Yeah.
Now I feel like we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, especially coming from Florida. So I lose sight of that Brady coming from Florida. That's like a nine-hour flight.
It's a tour. It's like we got to make it out like this big thing. Like we're big time superstars that are going on tour.
Big road show.
Like you can come see us in person. Like you can see this magic and this action in person.
And who the hell doesn't want to come hang out at 3 a.m?
I mean, that's why I brought it up. Well, if we were in Hawaii, it wouldn't be 3 a.m.
It'd be midnight.
And that would be fun. I mean, we could do it somewhere where it'd be
would get out of hand.
Probably. And then 6 a.m, who doesn't want to be up at 6 a.m. to come hang out with us doing radio?
Plus, like the accommodations you guys had, and we did the show when you guys were in Iowa.
I mean, that would have been perfect for the listening and viewing audience to be a part of that setup that we had, especially for Q.
Why not yours?
I would have been more behind the scenes, literally. Behind the scenes.
Thanks to a mop and a broom.
I mean, we was trying to do the dual plug-in. We were trying to double-team the Comrex. We were really trying to, handle it together. But it just didn't work out that way. It only wanted one of us. So we had to use different.
Hate when that happens.
You got to hate when
you're scrambling
receptive.
At 4:30 a.m. to find an internet connection. I mean, you'll do a lot of things.
Listen, we will figure it out. But no, it's an awesome tournament you guys put together, Third and Goal Foundation, and $170,000 raised.
Dope, super dope.
Really cool.
Did you see our T-shirts we were wearing?
No, I'm wearing my T-shirt, though. I got my Third and Goal shirt on from when I went.
Yeah, definitely does.
So we had blown up on the shirt the first year where my brother-in-law, AJ, had put a golf cart in a pond at a place called Rattlesnake Ridge. And so you'll see the T-shirt where it's me, my dad, our buddy Oz, and then AJ. We're all up to our neck in this pond trying to pull this golf cart out. We had no shot in hell. But we had a big picture of that blown up. We were selling shirts, says allegedly underneath, because AJ didn't want to take all the credit for it. But it's been 12 years now. So he was our first Blue Jacket winner, and he kind of set the tone from year one.
I heard you guys told the story on the Pat McAfee show, and they couldn't believe it. Pat was like, wait, what? Wait, yeah. Chop? And then you started telling him about Chopper, your dad, and he was mesmerized just by the legend that was Chopper. So.
Pat McAfee could be a blue coat winner, I believe.
Easily. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oz, really, our buddy who's in that photo, I'm surprised he hasn't at this point. He's just had some stiff competition some of those years. But, I mean, I'll never forget. We're like, trying to pull out clubs, like iPhones, whatever we could from what was in that cart. And we finally, like, realize, hey, it's done. We're not pulling this thing back out. And we walk up onto the bank of the green. And we're kind of sitting there just looking out, like, absorbing, taking in all what had just taken place. And meanwhile, there's this pack of Parliaments, like, floating in the middle of the pond. I think it was next to, like, one of the golf cart seats that, like, came off. And Oz just beelines. He looks like he's an Olympic diver. He just jumps right in, starts swimming to it, grabs the cigs, comes back out, cracks one open, and just was sitting there smoking on the side of the green while, like, the other groups pulled up. And everyone's looking at us like, what the hell happened? And, like, it was just – so year two, the whole slogan was, let's just finish 18. Let's just try to get through 18 holes.
And so that was – so AJ won it, what, 12 years ago? So
AJ won it 12 years
ago. Am I wrong for asking what – I mean, does the golf place just expect you guys to be that way? Or, like, how do they handle that when you guys, like, actually live up to standard – and put a golf cart into the pond?
Take your business elsewhere is kind of the motto.
Yeah, not well. That course was a one and done.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we had to pay for it, obviously. But
sure.
They were great. They said, hey, we want to make sure no one gets hurt, all the stuff. You do, or you're going to have to pay for this. And please don't come back next year. We did like kind of bounce around a little bit. We went to a couple of the courses before we found the club we're at now, which we've been at for a while. So,
you know what's great about AJ Hawk taking the golf cart into the lake like that? You know, there was an employee at that golf course who, like, a year or so later is watching the Super Bowl and they're seeing AJ raise the Lombardi Trophy and they're like, wait a second, I've seen that guy somewhere. And it was like a year or so earlier, he dumped a golf cart in the lake and got kicked out of the course. So, first ever Blue Jacket winner, and then he wins the Lombardi Trophy after that. I mean, come on, man. That's a hell of a 1 or 2 year stretch.
It's a hell of a year, man. Think about that. Like, he was winning everything.
Yep. Good for him. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here,
Shouts
Fox
out
Sports
to third
Radio.
Goal, man.
Yeah, it's awesome what you guys do. By the way, we are brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how at Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And we talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We do have the usuals coming up later
hold
on.
Hold on.
What's that?
Can you tease us talking about how the New York Jets fans jumped on Twitter to talk about you and Q?
Oh, yeah.
Can we tease that?
Me and Brady?
Yes, you and Brady.
Well, you and Brady.
Because, you know, you guys are in that one together.
I'm innocent.
I'm a Zach Wilson fan.
Yeah,
so
is that what it is?
I want to make sure we tease that because, you know, we were defending you, but you're here now. So, you know, you obviously do a hell of a job defending yourself. So, you know, I just want to make sure we put that out there because the New York fans the Jets fans were lathered up.
Yeah, you go, we go. That's the motto on this show.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. Let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yeah! Yeah!
I'll never want to hear this song ever again, man.
I know. It's time we change it up, right?
Yeah, man.
Hey, whatever you guys want, man.
50s my main, you know what I mean? But I don't want to hear this song anymore.
Did I ruin it?
Yeah. It was a Blue Jacket performance, I'll say.
Okay.
You're at least you're enjoying yourself.
And, that works.
But we don't want you back at the golf resort.
At next year's event.
Yeah, we don't want you back next year.
I'm not allowed back in.
No.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'll take my talents to Mirfield.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Salutations.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us on the iHeartRadio app, and you can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. And we appreciate you making us a part of your Wednesday morning as we take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. So,
you ever play in a wing tee offense, Q?
Yeah, actually.
How do you defeat a wing T offense?
How do you defeat it? I put it in the offense. I put it in the defensive side.
I know, but if you were to give an insight to as the offender, what is the most uncomfortable way of defending the you know the wing?
If you can penetrate the line of scrimmage pretty quick, that usually kind of blows up any potential chance of there being any reads or proper ball security in the backfield. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I mean. That was my assessment, but I was curious.
Yeah,
what I mean, it would be for you, like, and then in the passing game, right? Are you looking to release the ball very quickly, or are you holding it?
It depends on. Well, let me first begin by saying this: if you're running the wing T, I wouldn't say there's much of a passing game. Like you've basically thrown in the towel.
No, that's true.
On saying like we're going to be a good passing team,
but there might be two.
Yeah, you're going to have some misdirection in boots, so it's not going to be overly quick. You might have a couple quick passes in there, but you're probably trying to get your quarterback away from the line of scrimmage outside the pocket. So I would say you're holding on to it longer, but you're not like sitting back there patting the football in the pocket. It's more movement based.
Yeah.
Well, because the key to the wing T is the guards, so they kind of dictate.
You're right.
You can tell a lot about.
You're right.
Yeah.
And a wing T, the guards take you there. I saw 100% of the time on this team in particular. You're right. You're 100%. Well, how you know that?
Come on, man.
I mean, I was looking for the expert. You know. Advice from Q. You just
all 22.
You just solved it in 2 seconds. You
tell your defense. Look, the indicator is going to be the guards. They'll tell you what's happening.
Let me tell you something about those guards.
That is true.
The guards can either make or break. All right, your that offense.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I guess I'll put it this way: the wing tees that I was a part of, even if you're like an over penetrating type of defensive front. That over-penetration can create seams in the defense.
Correct.
You can run through your traps, different things like that, that you can actually hurt a defense by doing it. So, look, I love the wing T. It's hard. It's a hard offense to prepare for a defense, no different than triple option because it's all assignment football.
Mm-hmm.
So, the guards are – I mean, look, the team I was a part of that ran it, we didn't have the biggest guards. They were not, and we were still able to do it somewhat effectively.
Nice.
See? How about
there you
that?
Go.
Little X's and O's here. Some all 22s.
I loved it. I loved it. And I loved – I'm going to cross-reference it all day today. That's all. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I was curious as somebody who understands it as high level as you do, Q, as a quarterback, how would you – and I didn't know that I needed to bring you into the conversation, but I just wanted to hear what would be the most uncomfortable aspect of a wing T offense if you're defending it?
I'm trying to think of how – because actually there's a school down here in South Florida that they were running it, and I hadn't done it since high school. And I remember, like, basically, if you could find a way – I mean, obviously, it's like their standard run defense stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could find a way of penetrating – and eliminating the mesh point at any point in time
100%.
For the quarterback in the dive, like if you could eliminate that, you're going to have a really hard time being able to do much.
Yeah.
Even if you can't, I mean, you should be able to set an edge, but even if you couldn't.
Yeah, and wing tees, they're okay with you setting an edge because, like you said, they're waiting for people to over-pursue or get too far upfield. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But, thank you.
See? Right.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And I'm just glad everybody out there that's listening at 7 a.m. and on the East Coast, a lot of them are probably football coaches. So there you go. I just helped you out. You're welcome.
But like the X's and O's stuff, I think that stuff's fascinating, man.
I do too.
Remember Edge NFL matchup back in the day on ESPN? They would break down plays. I've always thought that stuff's interesting. And and just to see how people break stuff down. So whenever you guys are talking X's and O's, I think it's interesting. It's fun.
Yeah, I figure we'd give the people a little bit of something, like, you know, let them know.
Throw it
at
Petro, see how he would do in the wing tee next hour.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him. Yeah, let's see what he would say.
Big time.
I bet you he doesn't want to answer it.
Well, it depends.
I bet you he's going to make a joke about it.
No, he just came off vacation. He should be fresh.
He should
refreshed.
Be fresh.
Yeah. I saw him going zip lining, I think.
Yeah, he
vacation.
Did go zip lining.
Yeah, so he should be fired up and having a good time.
Would you guys zip line?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Not only if it was tandem, though. If there
was you're skydiving,
there's somebody on my back, I would go.
You.
Yeah, got to make sure that happens.
Okay.
So
would you bungee cord?
I have.
You have bungee,
bungee jump?
Yeah, yeah, bungee jumped it.
Yeah.
Bungee
I don't know. I'm not really sure how I feel about that.
I mean, if it was one of those big, tall, long bridges over a crack
in
the ground.
Yeah, I would go.
With water under.
Yeah. If I knew. Yeah, I want to see him measure it, though, first. You know, I got to make sure that the measurements are right, because if the cord's too long and the ground's too short,
but you ever see the ones where it dips you in the water and there's alligators and crocodiles in there?
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Dips you in the water?
There actually is one that, I mean, I've seen videos where the bungee cord actually, they dip the water. Like, they actually touch the surface of the water.
I think you die if that happens.
No, you don't. You don't.
You're hitting that water pretty fast. It's probably not the greatest.
I'm just telling you, I've seen it.
Well, listen, just hope it's not frozen. You know, that would be a problem. But we do have. I'm just saying. So
that would go. I'm certain that would go wrong.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Next thing you know, you pull somebody back up and they
shrunk, don't have a head.
They shrunk 4 feet.
They don't have a head.
So, how about this? So, how about this? Kenny Pickett, all right?
He's got a head.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett, he does.
He's got hands, too.
That is correct. He's getting reps with the first team offense in 2-minute drills. For the first time yesterday at practice, it was reported that he was getting reps with the first team O in those 2-minute drills. And so we saw him play and play well, his debut at Acupuncture Stadium, whatever the hell they call it now, on Saturday. He played well enough. Now he's getting some reps with first team offense. I mean, it feels like we got some momentum there for Kenny P. I don't think that he's maybe going to be the starter week one, but it does feel like things are heading in the direction of Mike Tomlin having more confidence in Kenny Pickett as the season approaches.
Yeah, look, he played great in the preseason game. And I think it warrants giving him some shots with the ones. You guys know I'm a big Kenny Pickett fan. I think he gives them a shot right away. He's ready to play. Boy, they got some talent, though, at wide receiver to throw to. So it should be fun to see. Like, I feel like, you know, there's a chance whoever ends up getting that nod week one ends up playing for a little while just because of, I think, what they have out around the quarterback spot if their O-line can improve. But, that's what you have to see. You know, Trey Lance, who's going to be the guy, right? He had a good preseason performance. You know, it's not like, you know, you haven't been preparing him for this moment. And so you should be. And he, you know, you'll see what happens once he gets to the regular season. But for Kenny Pickett, that hasn't been the case. It's been Trubisky. It's been Mason Rudolph. So you got to give him these first team reps. You have to put him up against your one defense, see how he handles it, see how he performs. Because you're not going to get that in the preseason, right? Like nowadays, not many teams play their starters. So and they're not game planning the way they used to either. So you've got to figure out a way of doing that in practice to get an idea of if he gives you the best chance to win come week one or come at some point early in the season. But either way, it's well-deserved. He balled out the other night. That crowd, man, I'm telling you, they're going to be clamoring for this young man. If they do stumble at all, I feel like you're going to start hearing chants right out the gate, even though, again, like I said, it's a talented group at wide receiver around that quarterback spot. Whoever starts week one should be able to put up some stats.
They just got to catch the ball. You know, that's what it comes down to. There was too many drops last season and too many drops in big games. I think the wise decision is Trubisky. I don't think it's Mason Rudolph. Those who are calling for Mason Rudolph, I think that's misplaced, buy-in or hope or belief or want. I think that Trubisky was brought in for a reason, and that reason was to start for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think where they stand right now, if Pickett is, which, by the way, for the Steelers to be able to get him, because it wasn't, you know, maybe clear as to where he would go. So for them to be able to get him in the draft, starting there, you already had, you know, a win for your team. But the idea of putting Mason Rudolph in there, Mitch Trubisky in there, and seeing what he can do because you brought him in there originally to be your starter, I think you brought it up, Q, the idea of him having mobility or I don't know. The mobility of Trubisky, there are some intriguing aspects of his game that you would say could possibly translate, because Mike Tomlin has made it known that he wants to have a quarterback that has some mobility. Pickett has mobility. Mitch Trubisky has more. They both have more mobility than Mason Rudolph. And again, I think they know what they're getting with Rudolph. I think that's a ship that's sailed. And if Mitch Trubisky can buy time for Pickett, or Pickett is so ahead of schedule that now they're starting to feel confident in him taking number one reps, then that's a good sign for the Steelers and their future, that they have a quarterback that could pick it up as quickly as Pickett has, if that's the case.
We talked about this a little bit, just their schedule to start out the year. And if this scenario plays out, this does seem like a very possible spot if Trubisky is the starter week one and they want to wait on Kenny Pickett. So you open up, you're on the road against Cincinnati, and then you've got New England at home, and then you've got Cleveland on a short week on the road. You also later on, you're on the road against Buffalo, you're on the road against Philly, Miami, and you've got Tampa. Like that's kind of a difficult schedule to start. Your bye week is week 9, and then you've got a couple of home games afterwards. Wouldn't that be the sweet spot? If you were sitting there below 500, you're at week 9, basically halfway through the season, wouldn't that be the sweet spot to start a rookie quarterback at home, coming off a bye week with an extra week to prepare? Because at that point, if you're already losing games and you feel like it's close enough that you're going to give him reps in the preseason with the ones starting in practice yesterday, and maybe this builds moving forward, why wouldn't you start him at that point?
Well, and you're probably trusting that your defense is giving you what you need support-wise. So now you can... And I know this is overstated, but now you can really put your new quarterback in a position where he manages the game versus you're putting the game on his arm to win the game. And I think that that's something that you would take into consideration with a team that's configured the way that the Steelers are.
Yeah, it seems like that's a decent spot there at Week 10 against New Orleans, potentially. So we get to see how this whole thing plays out. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how at Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in about 20 minutes from now, it is the return of the BQ News. It's been gone for a day. We missed it very much. It'll be back here again 20 minutes from now. Right now, though, we turn it over to Petros Papadakis. He is the co-host of the Petros and Money Show on The Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports, Fox College Football Analyst. He is our buddy, and he is fresh off vacation. P, how we feeling?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
I wanted to get your opinion on something before we got going.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
Not about all the other stuff, about this in particular, the wing tee. How would you defend the wing tee?
You have to watch the offensive line. So once they, wherever the double team is, that's where the ball's going. Now, of course, you could do a fake double team, but then you kind of lose the whole purpose of the wing tee. But what happens is every once in a while here in the city of Los Angeles, and maybe other places, like somebody will come and implement a wing tee and work it and drill it. And I love when people do stuff like that because it means you worked your ass off on it all off season. And the kids are really disciplined in doing it. Like I could still get in my stance and run the veer that we used to run in high school. I could run the short one, the longer one, the one that hits a little more outside the guard, because I was the fullback in that. Mm-hmm. And I love that stuff. But really, all you're depending on is the defense being really undisciplined and staring in the backfield.
Mm.
And if they stare in the backfield, then they're going to be confused, and you're going to end up, like a lot of these teams, I remember Losinger High School, which is where Russell Westbrook went, kind of an obscure high school in Lawndale, California, years ago. And Narbonne did it for a while.
Yeah.
They put in the wing tee, and then it's like, my God, they have 4 2,000-yard rushers, you know, because everybody is staring in the backfield, and the guys on the edges and the fullback, the tailback, the quarterback, they're all touching the ball. And, you know, in many ways, the wing tee, in a very different way, is like the air raid, or Mike Leach's philosophy on the air raid, which is, it's not so much if we're running the ball or we're throwing the ball, it's much more about the fact that any of these skill position guys at any time can touch the ball on any part of the field. And we have we don't discern really one way or the other. We just distribute that way. And you have to defend every single skill position guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the wing tee is a lot like that, but it's kind of the running version of the air raid, I guess I'd put.
Hmm.
Okay, that's an interesting. You. Yeah, that's an interesting.
Take about it all the way too.
LeVar's been talking to us a lot about that. I was helping out with.
Did you guys put in the wing tee over there at Charter Oak?
No. Usually, I'm scouting report.
Let's be real about what it is. Now, maybe LeVar, you'll disagree with this because I don't know who's running it that you play against. But the school I was helping out with down here, it was because we didn't have quite as much talent. And so we were trying to overcome that with some scheme and strategy. So that was our predicament. But that's where
the air raid is too, right?
Yeah.
Like that's why it never made sense for a team like USC. Like concepts are one thing.
Right.
But to just run the air raid and listen to Graham Harrell tell you, we don't make adjustments. We just, you know, we just throw the ball to the open guy. All right. Well, that sounds simple. You know, really a lot of these offenses, and that's kind of the cool thing about college football, and you just don't get it in the NFL because everybody's so good. But the cool thing about college football is you'll have a big disparity in two teams. You know, one team is a lot bigger than the other team. One team is a lot faster than the other team. One team is a lot more talented than the other team, and you have to find a way to even the playing field. And in college football, because of where the hash marks are and because of the space available on the field and the way the clock works, you can be less talented and really compete at a high level. And I guess the best example of that in our lifetimes is Chip Kelly's Oregon team. Because those people, they were not as talented as the people they were playing against. Anybody that tells you that they were is a damn liar. But they would compete and blow people off the field, go places like Tennessee and run them off the field with scheme. And not just scheme, but just a relentless ability to run the scheme over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it hard on a defense and a linebacker. You know, you fill the hole once, great. You know, we're going to ask you to do it 50 more times. And if you can, then you'll beat them.
Petros, your Graham Harrell impersonation sounded a little bit like our boss, Don Martin. I couldn't
help
but notice.
They're kind of, they struck me as similar.
Did they really?
Yeah. Like, give me an example.
Can we hear more on this?
Graham Harrell barely spoke to, he did not like me because he knew that I was not a fan of his scheme. And they all invaded my hometown, and now they're all gone. And there's a whole new batch of USC assistant coaches with their kids flooding the little leagues and stuff. They're like, can you believe this kid from Oklahoma? He's unreal. It's like, yeah, he's not from Palos Verdes. That's why he's good. I wasn't close with Harrell. I mean, we just had a couple of meetings, and he never would answer any questions. All he would talk about is, we're just going to throw it to the open guy. And it's like, okay, you do that.
Didn't happen too often, huh?
I mean, I guess it did. I mean, you look at USC's not had trouble with the skill positions.
No.
Maybe they haven't paid attention to the running back position, which is a bad thing, a really bad thing. But
receivers have been good.
Yeah, I mean, people talk about, well, USC's going to be saved by this Addison kid from Pittsburgh. This kid seems like a prima donna. I mean, Pittman wasn't that way.
Right.
He's a kick-ass player.
Drake London wasn't.
London wasn't that way. I mean, those guys approach the wide receiver position like a linebacker.
Tyler Vaughns.
Amon-Ra St. Brown wasn't. There. I loved Amon-Ra, by the way.
No, those guys played their ass off. And, you know, that's one thing about the air raid that I was kind of like, well, you know, at least these receivers are physical. At least these running backs are getting after people. But the air raid and that kind of offense doesn't allow the offensive line to work and take the football out of the defense. So basically, the defense is attacking you the same way they did in the first quarter and the fourth quarter because you haven't made them pay for trying to tackle you. You haven't made them pay for lining up against your own line.
I love that. You know, Brandon Staley brought that up, I think, last year, Petros. Like, he was talking about, like, why you run the football and all that. And
that was
like,
a good – I liked that. That was a lot better than going for it on the fourth down.
Well, okay, so let's venture into that because I think we talked about it Monday.
Well, we talk to him every week on the show.
Are you a fan of that? Are you like, come on, dude, you're being overly aggressive? Because here's the thing is, the thing I love about Brandon Staley is everything he says, you go, I get it. Like, I'm not going to fault a man for making a decision when he can say, look, I've got one of the best quarterbacks in the game. I believe in him. I believe in our offense. And by the way, I believe in our defense. If we don't get it, then we're going to get a stop. Now, maybe that's – I don't know what you call it. You know, you're being ignorant to not having been in this position and watched how it's played out over and over and over again. But I think his logic is sufficient, right? Like, he's basically stating, like, my quarterback's better than yours and my defense is better than yours. I'm going to be more aggressive than you, and more often than not, it's going to pay off. It just hasn't so far, I guess.
I guess it's a fine line, a really fine line, because there is, I mean, you are right there. You're like that Ezra Miller person, you know? Are you an artist or are you absolutely out of your mind? and, you know, and every once in a while, Herbert will go get you fourth down and 9.
Right.
But if you do it on your own 20 and it leads to points and you lose that game for the playoffs, then what do you think you're going to answer for the next, you know, 2 years? I mean, we're still talking about it. Right. So I think that's – and the most interesting thing to me is, like, I've always felt like offensive coaches will always find a way, even no matter how spectacular they are, they will generally find a way to screw up the team by trying to benefit the offense in that kind of way. And the interesting thing about Staley is he's a defensive coach. Usually defensive coaches never make those kind of decisions on fourth down. They have faith in the defense to punt and stop them. But Pete Carroll went for it on that fourth down, right, and didn't get it.
He did.
In the Texas game that we always still talk about. And he's a defensive coach. So it's a really – it's so hard and so situational, like everything in football. I think there's such a fine line between insanity and brilliance when it comes to that kind of thing. And if you get that reputation as the wild riverboat gambler, you might end up like Les Miles with a really crazy hair dye job and out of a job.
Petros, I did need to ask you because there was some video that surfaced via social media of you zip lining on vacation. I thought you
it was horrifying. And I just looked up an article in 2016. Somebody died doing that on the very same zip line I was on.
I mean, you look great. You look smooth. No nerves.
I was horrified.
Come on.
Oh, no. I had a panic attack up there.
Did you really?
Oh,
you really?
Yeah. But there was nothing else I could. Like, I didn't know. Like, you know, I have these friends who are really wonderful people, and they own a home in a very, very special place called Sundance, Utah. Not where they have the film festival, which is very large now, and in Park City, which is about 50 minutes away. Sundance is a really small place, and it's operated, or at least used to be until recently, by Robert Redford, the very famous actor. And it's a conservatory basically up there. And these people own a home, and they're wonderful friends of ours. And they take us up there once a year, usually. But I'd never been up there in the summer. And my wife is an adventurous person. She's very a thrill seeker of sorts. But she likes to snowboard and do all that. But I don't, you know, I haven't ever skied or snowboard or anything. So no one expects me to do it, right? In the winter, I can stay inside and do my yoga and drink during the day and read a book and nap. And they all come back at like 5 o'clock, you know, with their snow faces and like, hey, wasn't that great? Remember I met you on that one run? You know, and it's like, and I have nothing to do with it. In the summer, it's a little bit different. They made me really do a lot of stuff that took me out of my comfort zone, but it was nothing worse than the zip lining, which I thought it was going to be like through a forest, you know, like maybe halfway up a tree kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was literally like, as you can see from the video at the old P on Twitter, it was like jumping off a mountain.
It really is.
I thought it would be like one thing, like, okay, you did it. But it was like Stations of the Cross of Jesus' death. I had to go like 8 times.
Petros. Now, Petros, did you do it tandem like Jonas did when he went skydiving? Because he went tandem.
Oh, strapped to some guy's ball sack? No.
Yeah. And his girlfriend.
I had no choice, man. Yeah.
No. We went side by side with my wife on 2 zip lines.
Okay.
So she can see me plummet to my death.
Yeah. I gotta ask you, P. I mean, could you have squeezed whatever it is that you were holding?
He was so hard.
Could you have squeezed it any tighter?
I got up to the top, and my wife was like, you know, my wife was like, we can just go back down. My wife, who weighs like 140 pounds less than me, is trying to comfort me, like, we can just go down. Don't worry. These are our friends. They won't judge us. And I'm like, I can't have all this stuff strapped on my balls and go down and be like, here's my gear. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. You know, I mean, I just couldn't. So I just got on there and closed my eyes and pulled the thing and prayed. I just listened to the sound. It's like the reeling away of the years of your life. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it.
You're gripping it hard, man.
You have the death grip on. That's how I don't like riding roller coasters anymore. And somehow I got tricked into riding a roller coaster not too long ago. And that's the death grip. Like, I recognize it. That's why I saw it.
You went tandem on that roller coaster. Yeah.
This was worse than any roller coaster I've ever been on.
I mean,
face to face.
You look.
That is the worst.
By the way,
Jonas said he lost his girlfriend that way.
Yeah, Jonas, you want to tell Petros a story?
Yeah, so we went, my girlfriend and I at the time, she took me for my birthday skydiving. And so we go up in this crummy cargo plane.
She was dating a guy she went tandem with.
So, like, I didn't understand exactly how everything was going to go down. And so we go up in this, like, crummy cargo plane that looked like one of the things that crashed on Narcos, and it's all like kind of ratchety, and I'm like, this is kind of concerning. And then we get up there and it finally dawns on me, oh, this guy's going to be on my back the whole time. Like, I thought it was going to be maybe a catch and release.
Yeah, you don't know. Like, if you don't ask questions, no one tells you. And if you feel stupid for asking questions, you know, you feel like you're going to be judged for being a loser.
Do you think anyone's going to let you jump out of a plane with a parachute and be like, hey, by the way, good luck.
But I thought there was going to be some...
Point Break. He's fine.
I thought there was going to be some separation, you know, at some point. I didn't know this was going to be...
But his girlfriend was facing her tandem, and they were in a hugging position.
Yeah, they were hugging.
Jumped out.
Yeah, they
and
were
she
hugging.
She left you?
Apparently, she left him weeks after. Now, no one confirmed that it was over that situation.
But by the way, they were still stuck an hour later for some reason. I don't know what happened there.
Oh my God, a whole lot of hang time.
Yeah, so
a whole lot of hang time.
But I just remember
fell right into a motel.
I just remember, and I remember asking him, like, "Hey, if we want to come back a second time, do you guys have to be like on our backs? Does that have to be part of the deal? Like, well, you know, you need to pass a certain number of
a test.
Yeah, and it's like, man, I don't know if I could go through that again. It just feels like
I don't know how you went through it in the first place.
Yeah, it was a birthday gift, you know, and I was like, okay, I'll go
what
through
a great
it.
Gift.
I know.
It was a gift for her, not for you.
Is this like a gun rack in Wayne's World? Like, did you actually want to go skydiving?
I mean, yeah, I've always wanted to go. I just didn't know that it came like that. Yeah. I didn't know that it turned into I couldn't, you know, just enjoy the sky to myself. I had to have some guy.
I mean, did you feel like
you couldn't
scream the way you wanted to, like, you stupid Pete.
Yeah, like, I mean,
that's very true. He's 100% got more pressure on him than you did.
Yeah, what do you do with yourself? Well, I strap terrified people to my balls.
Yeah,
it was kind of exhilarating.
You're basically an air jockey. You're just riding a human horse. Yeah.
I love our balls.
Yeah, it's very, now, very weird.
The other thing that really freaked me out about the...
he can't.
It's going to be Deshaun Watson's next fetish, by the way.
It sucks all the air out of your lungs. The thing that freaked me out about the zip line, too, it's like literally every 19-year-old girl in Utah, it's like they're the same person. They're all little blonde white girls. They're like Oompa Loompas. They all look the same, and they all just emerge, and, you know, they're all working, and they do a little song. I am a white Mormon girl from BYU.
Oh, my God.
And where are the white women at?
And it's like, I'm trusting this 18-year-old, you know, from Provo High School. Like, okay, just hold on tight.
Strapping you in. They don't even care. Like, oops, that didn't go well.
And it's like you run into the tree, and then they come out and do their little song. Like, if you are fat, you should not. You know, it's just.
All I know is you did not trust. You had no trust, Pat.
No logical.
You was holding on to that thing like you was not strapped in there tight. Like, you was going to have to hold it the whole way.
It's not logical.
If you watch, Petros, if you watch on your Twitter account at the old P, there's a little leg kick that you give towards the beginning.
Well, I was going to find there. You don't want to. Turned sideways, and I was turning sideways, so I was trying to even myself up. And I look like I'm having some kind of seizure.
Yeah, you do. You do.
And I might as well be. It was horrible.
Oh, man.
And then you were gone. Y'all just disappeared.
Yeah, like, 70 miles an hour.
Wow.
Why
do you think that woman exploded?
Oh, my God.
2016, look it up. It was horrible.
Oh, man.
She's from South Carolina.
Yeah, it's too bad. All right, get him on Twitter, at the old P. You can check out his zip lining video.
I'm glad you made it, P.
Yeah,
glad you made it
through,
man.
We need to hear.
Well, I was reluctant.
Are your hands okay? Like, your hands, man. You was holding the hell out of that.
Gripping and ripping.
Gripping and ripping.
Well, that's not the only thing I grip.
Yeah.
That's what usually I do in Sundance while everybody's gone skiing.
Oh, my God. The old P.
All right, Petros, we'll do it again next week.
Next week I have a game.
Oh, you do?
That's a game.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Yeah, I have
Big
a UConn.
Good luck, man.
Jim Mora visiting the Mountain West champ, Utah State Aggie.
All right.
So Utah State gets to warm up before Alabama beats their doors in week one?
Yeah, how about it?
Was that right?
Yeah, I think
guess.
So.
We went through the SEC. It's Paul Feinbaum, obviously.
You better respect Bonner. He's a good quarterback, dude, at Arkansas.
No, they're good.
State.
They're good. It's just, you know, I'm not sure how that Tuscaloosa game is.
What has Alabama proven?
good point.
I heard they're switching to the wing tee.
Yeah,
that's how you go all around to the front. You see that? That's professional radio.
Done. That My is man. Professional
that
radio.
That is 520 well a.m. professional ass radio.
I mean, they would kick everybody's ass out of a wing tee too, probably though.
It's
probably so.
Yeah, not maybe. If you could recognize a double team.
Well, that's okay.
There it is.
I'm making the Baba Ganoush.
Yeah,
Petros.
Shouts out to Big Ben.
All right, so we will. Always fun to have the old peak. Check his zip lining video out on Twitter.
Hey, Pac-Man.
There he is.
It is.
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.